You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This week saw the first anniversary of an agreement between the European Union and Turkey, which aimed to stem the flow of migrants and refugees seeking protection in Europe. 1 year on, the controversial deal is strongly criticised by humanitarian agencies, who say it has left thousands of vulnerable people stranded in degrading conditions in Greece, while forcing others to take dangerous alternative routes as they seek protection in the EU. Under the terms of the agreement, Ankara agreed to stop asylum seekers from crossing by sea to the Greek islands in return for €3 billion in aid to deal with the 3 million Syrian refugees who are living on Turkish soil. Syrian refugees who had reached the Greek islands were to be returned to Turkey, while Syrian asylum seekers in Turkey were to be resettled in the EU. Today, thousands find themselves trapped in a limbo. In light of the terrible consequences on vulnerable people's lives and health, Caritas Europa is calling on EU member state governments to prioritise respect for human dignity and to stop externalising the management of migration. I spoke to Caritas Europa Policy and Advocacy Officer Leyla Boudour about the situation.
This deal that the EU reached 1 year ago with Turkey tries to stem migration flows coming from Syria to Europe, basically, by doing a deal with Turkey. So the aim is to make sure that asylum seekers and migrants stay the furthest away from European countries. The deal occurred last year when, in parallel, EU countries closed the so-called Balkan border, which means that migrants have been trapped in Greek islands and in Greece instead of being able to seek asylum in other EU countries. The deal also foresees that for each returned asylum seekers or migrants to Turkey, another one will be resettled from Turkey to one EU member state. So basically, the deal tries to fast-track returns of migrants from Europe to Turkey.
This deal is not protecting the rights of the most vulnerable, though. What are the conditions of the people who are trapped in Greece at the moment?
Conditions are pretty dire and pretty horrendous. So many people are left with very bad health conditions. There has been a wave of very cold weather in Greece. Many people had to sleep in tents under the snow. This led also to some people who died because of a fire that occurred in the tent while they were trying to heat the tent. There is a lot of anxiety within these migrants, these asylum seekers, and also within vulnerable people because they don't know what will happen with their case. So they've been waiting there in some reception camps, which have been turned often in detention camps, where there is a total lack of security for many people, for women, for children, a lot of violence, even violent acts from people against migrants. So the conditions are pretty bad. This is also due to the fact that the Greek asylum system is overstretched because of all the people living in this island. There is currently about 15,000 migrants in the Greek island, and the Greek system is not fit for welcoming all these people in an adequate way.
What is Caritas Europa calling on the EU member states to do at this point?
We are calling EU member states to show solidarity towards people who are fleeing war and conflict. And we are calling member states to welcome more refugees in their countries and to stop externalizing migration policies and basically trying to keep these asylum seekers and migrants in origin and transit countries. The EU is still a wealthy continent and needs to also take its fair share of people in seek of protection. This means concretely having more people coming to Europe in safe and legal ways to avoid these people having to take a dangerous route and risk their life in the sea, to avoid having these people resort to smuggling and traffickers to seek protection. And so this means issuing more humanitarian visa, opening up humanitarian corridors, stepping up the number of people being resettled in EU countries, and also facilitating family reunification.
Your demands echo those of Pope Francis, who calls out again and again for the respect, first of all, for the dignity of these people, for protection, for safe passage. How has his voice had an impact on the situation? Are people listening?
I think the voice of Pope Francis is very helpful and welcome, because in Europe you have a very negative narrative surrounding migration in general. And to have a really strong and respected voice coming up and having a more positive and constructive stance on migration, and also underlying the added value of these people coming to Europe and reminding member states that they need to fulfill their human rights commitment, the Geneva Convention, and to help these people is very helpful, I think, to change the narrative, and also to show that some people are willing to welcome these people. Pope Francis' words are also echoed by what many people are doing through voluntary work to help asylum seekers in many European countries. So we shouldn't forget also that aspect, I think.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I think in general, the EU needs to change its narrative and its strategic towards migration. And externalizing policies is a really short-sighted stance and policy that won't help to find durable solution to the problem migrants are facing. So the EU needs to really invest more in safe and legal migration policies and to have a long-term approach towards migration. Otherwise, people will still try to reach EU countries through dangerous means, and this is totally counterproductive and also shameful in terms of human rights and human dignity.
That was Caritas Europa Policy and Advocacy Officer Leila Boudon.